everything that rocks.
Good morning.
Hey.
I'm sure this will be coming soon for me, for God's sakes.
Can you imagine rolling up to an intersection, blaring this with your windows down?
Yeah, I love this song, man.
Yeah. For the drop.
Barney rocks, dude. Hey, we got to get to it. It is time for your topic of the day, as always, brought to you by Specialite in Decatur and Benton Township. There's a good chance you've walked through a Specialite door when you've gone to a local school, store, plant, restaurant. And don't forget, Specialite is hiring. Check out more, special-light.com. You can start a career today with an amazing company that has a lot of growth opportunities, great pay, all that good stuff. Check them out, Specialite. Your topic for today, what movie scene, good or bad, will always stick with you? And I'm not just saying like, oh yeah, I remember that movie scene. It's one of those scenes that's like embedded in your brain that like just out of nowhere, it'll pop up. You're like, oh, why is that there? For me, can I give you mine? Because dude, as soon as I saw this topic, I'm like, I know exactly what movie I'm going to talk about. Mm-hmm. And it's a movie called Bone Tomahawk. Have you ever seen this movie?
So... yeah, no, I haven't seen the movie, but our buddy Sam was talking about it the other day. Dude. He was talking about the noise.
Oh, the noise they make. So I'm going to give everyone I don't want to spoil it. You can watch it. Actually, this is going to... screw it. I don't care because I got to describe this.
Just say spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. If you don't want to know how Bone Tomahawk ends, spoiler alert. Okay, here it comes. So yeah, so it's a Western. And it's got Kurt Russell in it, and that's why I was actually drawn to it. I love Kurt Russell.
Dude, oh, yeah. And you like Western.
Probably the greatest incarnation of Wyatt Earp ever in Tombstone, Kurt Russell. Boom. So I'm like, all right, Western with Kurt Russell, this is going to be great. Well, it's like a horror Western, thriller Western, and they fight like these Native Americans that are, they're cannibals, inbred Native Americans, right? And they have this like weird scream thing in their throat, like this whistle with like teeth in their, it's terrifying. But there is a scene, there is a scene in Bone Tomahawk where these cannibalistic inbred Native Americans grab these, it's like they capture these people, like they capture a lady and then a guy. And anyway, they keep them, they grab this guy. He's naked. Native American grabs him by one leg. Another Native American grabs him by the other leg. They hold him up, so he's upside down naked. And then this other Native American takes a like a bone. I'm trying to think what bone it is. It's sharp, and they cut the guy in half. Okay, from crotch to head. They cut him in, dude. It is there is no dude. It's burned into my brain.
Yeah, okay,
it's burned into my brain. I think of this movie scene like once a week. It's awful. It's one I will never forget. It. It's burned in there. And then yeah, they just drag him off. They go and cook him and do whatever they do. Dude, that movie is effed up. And that that movie scene will always. I wish I never would have saw it. I wish I would have turned away. But for some reason, I said no. I'm gonna get through this. And
I'm just gonna stick with you. Yeah, I haven't even seen it, but I can only imagine.
And the guy's alive too. Okay, he's alive.
He's alive.
When they start hacking away with a bone tomahawk, it's horrifying.
Jeez, dude.
So,
and you don't,
yeah. Yep. Like, why do I don't need that in my brain. That doesn't need to be there, but it lives there. You know, I'm sure it wiped away some sweet memory I have with my mother, but it's there. Yep.
So there's a,
that's a thing.
I don't know where to go from there.
That's a thing.
Well, if we're going in that direction, I don't know if you've seen The Human Centipede, but damn, dude.
Yes.
If you want something that's going to stick with you, no pun intended.
This is just
I can't even go into that. I can't even talk about that.
The worst show topic we've ever done.
Yeah, why we do this one?
I'm sorry.
There's good movies out there, you know? How about when Tom Hanks was in Forrest Gump running across America?
Perfect. There you go. That's nice. I just clean it felt up like bit. Running. Easy. That's so much better.
Remember that?
Or like the strip club scene from Varsity Blues. How about that?
There you go.
That one will stick with me. That's much better.
That's
much better. Do you have one, Hunter? Is there something you could take our mind off of this, or should we take a break?
I don't, dude. Let's take a break. I need a break after that.
Need a palate cleanser, for God's sakes. All right. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. Give us a call. What movie scene, good or bad, will always stick with you?
Need one of those flashy things from Men in Black to forget about this last break.
Dear God, please. All right. We're going to be back with more. Brock. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Good morning.
Should we just do that for the next half hour?
That's so stupid. It's so tough.
How? We still have a job.
No, we should. We really should. Anyway, I'm Brock. He's Hunter. Happy Tuesday. Boy, it does not. I don't know what day it feels like.
I don't know. Halfway in between.
It's just like
winter and
we're just existing at this point. Like, and time and space means nothing anymore at this point. But
what's it supposed to be like today? It's supposed to be crappy.
It's hot and muggy again, and then a chance of rain is what I think what we got.
Hot and muggy is not wrong. Dude yesterday, the past few days.
Dude, it's been gross, man. You can swim through here. You get that pea soup air. It's terrible. Yeah.
Some Muggsy Bogues outside. That's what I keep saying to my wife. She's nuts. Like, what does that mean? What does that even mean?
God, you know what? Divorce her. If she doesn't know what that means, get her out of there. Ridiculous.
He's a very short basketball player. He could dunk, though.
Yeah, he could dunk. He could get it, man. He always gave me hope to be in the NBA, but then I realized I suck at basketball, so I was like, it ain't going to happen. That's not going
to
happen.
There's no way you could make it to the NBA or be in Space Jam, Brock. So.
Yeah, actually, Space Jam is probably my closest chance. If Bill Murray can get out there and shine, man, then I can do it.
Well, Bill Murray's pretty famous, man.
I'll be there toweling off Lola Bunny. That's what I'll do.
No, you'd be like the Wayne Knight. You know, it's the Newman from Seinfeld. You'd be that character.
That's it, because Bill Murray's actually a little athletic. Yeah, I would be Newman. I would be Newman. No, I'd be like the little alien before they get transformed. That's what I'd be like.
Before they turn into an all-star monster.
Yeah. Anyway, guy can dream, right? Hey, we got to keep things going here. It's time for your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Yeah, pump it.
Yeah.
All right, real quick, Hunter, I got to mention it's National Waffle Iron Day today.
Hey. Come on. No, is it?
I swear to God.
Is it really?
I wouldn't make that up, buddy. I wouldn't make that up.
If you're making this up, I'm going to be pissed. And why I'm going to be pissed, ladies and gentlemen out there, if you don't know, I got my first waffle iron last week. And I'm extremely proud of it.
You know me. I would never make fun of you and your purchases. Like, no, it is, actually. Today is. And believe it or not, waffle irons have been around since the 14th century, and the first electric one was 1911. How about that?
See?
Yeah.
Dude, I love waffles. So, ladies and gentlemen, I thought I was just going to get waffles out of the deal. No, you could put all kinds of things in waffle iron.
Look, if you ever...
It's amazing.
If you ever... Like, if you have a bout of insomnia, maybe you just can't sleep, call Hunter and ask him to tell you about his waffle iron.
He will drone on and on. Dude, it's a Black & Decker. It's got a nice stainless steel finish. Dude, I'm telling you.
Gorgeous.
You got it at a good price on Amazon.
Gorgeous waffle iron. Hey, believe it or not, 1974, Nike used a waffle iron to make the sole of their first running shoe.
Yep. See? Yep. You could do anything with a waffle iron. Send Bear Grylls into the woods with a waffle iron.
He said, we'll come back. You'll have a new kingdom. He'll have a new society. Will be built around the waffle iron. You're an idiot.
National Waffle Iron today, huh?
You're welcome.
Today.
Yeah, you got it. I'm more excited of my National Egg Cooker Day coming up, but that's not here yet.
Oh,
that's
did you get here. That yet?
Oh, yeah, I got it, man. You kidding me? Oh, dude, nice. My house is full. Full of hard-boiled eggs. It's unbelievable. Hey,
you know what? Today, though, step aside, buddy.
That's
boy.
Right.
It's
wait.
National Waffle Iron Day today.
It's your day today, Hunter. Mm-hmm. It's your day today.
My day to shine.
Anyway, let's move on to more important things. So, apparently, the U.S. Olympic team is going to be wearing underoos from Kim Kardashian. Oh, my God. Kim Kardashian.
So that's what she makes? She makes underoos?
So, she has her shapewear company. you know, that that sucks in the butt and sticks out the, or sucks in the gut, sticks out the butt. Anyway, she is going to be providing Team USA with underwear and pajamas during the summer games, including briefs, bras, T-shirts, leggings, all with the Team USA logo.
Just going to throw this out there. They're probably up-and-coming companies, you know, like they, like entrepreneurs, you know, people really that need the money.
Well, just because Kim Kardashian slapped her name on it doesn't mean it's good.
No.
You know?
Yeah, exactly. It's probably not good.
Now, look, if you're looking for lingerie, Kim Kardashian all the way, man. We know that's what she can do. But if I was an athlete, okay, a man getting ready to compete, and I knew I was wearing something that had, like, Kim Kardashian's logo on it, I'd be like, well, I'm going to lose. It's ridiculous. Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Yeah, we need to focus on the sport more. This is the Olympics. We need to focus on winning.
Yeah.
Go out there and win first, and then we'll give you the Kim Kardashian shorts.
I'm really into fitness and the Olympics, and I wanted my underwear there.
That sucks. There are probably so many other companies that would love to be a part of that.
Yep. We're just making them richer, folks. I hope you know that every single day, just giving them more money for nothing. Anyway, before I get too angry, we should go talk more about waffle irons. That cheers me up.
Yeah, me too. That made me real happy.
This
really
is actually crazy, man. So
I'm smiling right now.
Thinking about your waffles, you're ridiculous. Little pools of syrup just that I can swim in. Oh, I can swim in those pools of syrup.
So good. So good.
Lastly, there's a new weight loss device called Dental Slim, and I'm not joking when I say this. It locks your mouth shut using magnets. It goes on your top molar and bottom molar, and it lets you open your mouth 2 millimeters. So you're forced to stick to a liquid diet, and that is the key. And it does come with a key that lets you open it if it's an emergency. I'm not making this up.
You're
going to
go around and talk like this all the time.
Boy, I'm really enjoying weight loss program. I feel great. I can't open my mouth, but I look fantastic.
Here's the thing. Anybody with this just needs to be slapped. Just slap them across the face. Wake up!
Just eat an effing salad. Look, I know diet and exercise sucks. It's called working out. It's not called happy, happy fun time. It's not fun. But you don't need to buy magnets to hold your mouth shut in order.
It's like you're like putting a restraining order on yourself.
Actually, you know what? I got something even better for you. This thing's probably not cheap. Just have Mike Tyson punch you in the mouth. You'll have your jaw wired shut, all right?
There you go. Yeah,
perfect. That's how you do it. You want that liquid diet.
Nice uppercut. There you go.
We've just, you know, modern technology is fantastic. I'm not going to say it's not. It's great. Mm-hmm. But we've taken it too far. Trying for anything has gone out the window. Like, what happened to just getting up, eating some salad, going and working out? No. Now we need to have magnets hold our fat mouth shut because we have no willpower. We have no willpower.
You got to go through the surgery. You got to go through the whole procedure, the meetings. You got to pay the money. Whereas, dude, you could just put forth that effort into changing the way you eat. I don't know. I don't get it. Maybe I don't have the itch. I don't have the problem. But come on, dude. Yeah. Really, you're going to magnetize your mouth shut.
Now, look, here, sir, thank you for coming for your weight loss consultation today. So we have a couple options. So over here, we have this plan. You know, we're going to increase your fruits and vegetables, all right? Cut out the carbs. We're going to have you work out maybe an hour a day. We'll see with your schedule. Mm-hmm. And then over here, we're going to put magnets in your mouth, and they're going to keep your mouth shut, and then you'll just have a liquid diet. Hold on, what's that magnet part? So am I going to sweat during that workout crap? Oh, I am. No. Just magnet my mouth shut. Get out of here. Come on, folks. What are we doing?
You think you'd be embarrassed to like even tell anybody you did that, you know?
No, it's great.
What'd you do?
Look fantastic. I lost the key, though, so I can't.
What happened to all my friends? Where are all my friends? They don't want to hang out with me anymore.
You know, it's funny. There's always that one. Remember, like, in movies, there's always that one person that has to get, like, their jaw wired shut. Like, in, you know, some rom-com, there's always that one friend where everything goes wrong. That's what you're doing. Anyway.
Good Lord, man.
What's this world coming to, man? We're losing it. We're losing
Not even surprised anymore, to be honest.
All right, that's your morning dump.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com.